I will read the text number 30 on my own, and then we'll do the 31 together. Translation. If one hears about the uncommon activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various incarnations, he is certainly elevated to the higher planetary system, or even brought back home, back to Godhead. Text 31. Translation with a short purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Prabhupada. Whenever the activities of Vamanadeva are described in the course of a ritualistic ceremony, whether the ceremony be performed to please the demigods, to please one's forefathers in Pitri Loka, or to celebrate a social event like a marriage, that ceremony should be understood to be extremely auspicious. Purport. There are three kinds of ceremonies, specifically ceremonies to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the demigods, those performed for social celebrations like marriages and birthdays, and those meant to please the forefathers, like the Shraddha ceremony. In all these ceremonies, large amounts of money are spent for various activities. But here it is suggested that if along with this there is a recitation of the wonderful activities of Vamanadeva, certainly the ceremony will be carried out successfully and will be free of discrepancies. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 23rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Demigods Regain the Heavenly Planets. Om Tat Satam. Jnanatimurandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurmalitam jena tasmai sri gurave nama Si Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Vakam karoti vachalam pangam lam gayate girim. Yat kripa tamaham bande shi guru dinatarinam. Vanchakalpadruvyas cha kripasindubhyay vachab titanam pavanibhyo vishnavibhyo namo namo. Translation again. Whenever the activities of Vamanadeva are described in the course of a ritualistic ceremony, whether the ceremony be performed to please the demigods, to please one's forefathers in Pitri Loka, or to celebrate a social event like a marriage, that ceremony should be understood to be extremely auspicious. If one hears about the uncommon activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various incarnations, he is certainly elevated to the higher planetary system, or even brought back home, back to Godhead. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam, it doesn't tell the doesn't actually tell fairy tales. Those are not fairy tales. Are not stories to put children to sleep or to entertain the spectators. We all come here every morning not to be entertained, but to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if the Bhagavadam says that by hearing the activities of different incarnations, because Srimad Bhagavatam it tells the Leela, the pastimes of the Dasi Avatar, the 10 incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. But we don't touch it. Very sensitive microphone. 10 incarnations, and one of them, as we know, the Dasi Avatar, we have the very first. Which one is the very first one? Let's have a little test, children test. Which one is the very first incarnation of the Dasi Avatar? Not you, Govinda. The very first one. That's the one. Thank you. Varahadev is the very first one in the beginning of the, when the Mahatattva was created, and the very first fold down of the Jain Vijay, they became Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. They submerged the earth into the water, and Varaha came. How did he come? Nostrils of Lord Brahma, yes. You could see that Krishna says in the Gita, I can be very, very small, or I can be very, very big, I can be very close, very far. So Varahadeva came, and if you, that's why in the very first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, you find the story of Varahadeva. And he saved the earth from chaos. So, and then after Varaha, who appeared? Another Dasi avatar, because by killing the older brothers of Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu became very angry and he wanted the revenge. So he meditated for many, many years and he achieved wonderful powers. So then he gave a hard time to his own son, Prahlad. And the Lord, to save his devotee, he came as Lord Nrisingadev. That's why Varaha, Nrisinga, and then Vamanadev, yes. And then, you know, like this, then you have Matsya next. The next chapter is Matsya Avatar. The Lord became as fish. And then later on he comes as Kurma. And then Kurma, oh yes, Kurma came before, bigger with the ocean. Yes, you're correct. And then you have, you know, the pastimes of Parashuram, Lord Ram, Buddha. Buddha also is an incarnation of the Dasi Avatar, Balaram. So by hearing about those incarnations, it says here, one achieves the journey back home, back to Godhead, just by hearing. You don't have to do anything else. If one hears about the uncommon activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various incarnations, he is certainly elevated to the higher planetary system, or even brought back home, back to Godhead. Now, even if you don't go back home, back to Godhead, and you have some desires, some attachment, some conditioning, Sugadeva Goswami says, yes, certainly confirmed. If you cannot achieve the supreme abode, then certainly, he says, confirmed, you go to the heavenly planets. So you can go home very happily afterwards, because, you know, your future can only be bright. You cannot go down, because the words of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the words of the Acharyas, the words of all these personalities cannot prove false. But of course, one has to hear with devotion, with faith. So this particular pastor, every chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam has a gift, has a boon, to give it to the audience. And if you analyze, every chapter is beneficial for something. That's why it's very important to come every day for Srimad Bhagavatam class. It's to impregnate this Nitya Leela, to wake up the Leela of the Lord within our heart. Because the Leela of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they've already been performed in the past, they've been performed now, they will be performed in the future, and they're only perceived by those who are very pure. That means the Leela, they're already there in the heart of every devotee. But we have to just wake them up. We have to, just like when we chant the mantra, one of the mantra chanted by a elevate, an Uttamadhikari, when he chanted the Hare Krishna mantra, then his chanting is different from our chanting. It's called mantra upasana. Mantra upasana means that when you chant the Leela of the Lord, they become manifested in your mind, in your heart. And that's why it's not boring. Like, for example, Haridas Thakur. He was not stuck, you know, in those names, just hearing like we do, hearing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But for an advanced devotee, when he chants, then all these Leela, they become manifested. That's why it's called Mantra Upasana. Sometimes someone asked me, but, you know, I've seen you people, you every day you chant the same thing, your same mantra, and I tried, but I don't feel anything. Of course, when the heart is hard, we don't feel anything. Therefore, one has to start with faith. In the beginning, we invest a little bit of faith in our process, in our chanting. And then from Shraddha, from faith, we develop a little bit more desire to be with devotees. From faith comes association. When you trust what? Faith means trusting. So you trust someone, so therefore you associate with devotees. Atushraddha, sadhusanka. And then by associating with the devotees, bhajana kriya, then you do something, some bhajans together. What is the bhajan? Devotional service. Then when bhajan is done in the association of devotees, just like today, hearing and chanting. I'm chanting something from the Bhagavatam, you are hearing from the Bhagavatam. So that's bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya means devotional service. And then once bhajana kriya takes place, the heart becomes purified. And then anarthanivritti. Anarthanivritti is that when all the unwanted sins from the heart, they become eradicated, they evaporate. In the beginning, when we join, you know, the chanting, even at the prasad, the hearing, associating with devotees, is very uncomfortable, isn't it? I mean, myself, I found, I went through that phase, very uncomfortable, because it means some purification is there. Just like when you associate with your spiritual master or an advanced devotee, you feel very nervous. What is that nervous? That means, you know, that you are close to the fire. And because we are wet, therefore the steam, you know, comes up. But it's only drying us, that's all. Devotees, advanced devotees, they just dry us. That's all they do. And we feel some pain, some discomfort. I'm sure we all experience. That's why the awe and reverence, that's what it means. So even when we become very, very advanced and we try to associate with the Lord, because He's a Pavitram, Param Dhamma, Param Brahma, Pavitram is the purest of all the living entities. So, therefore, that awe and reverence that we have for the Lord, that is uncomfortable. That means, you know, that the Lord is, until we become Raganuga, spontaneous in our service to the Lord, that means to reach the stage of Raganuga, all the anartha, they have to be evaporated. So, anartha nivritta, and then after anartha nivritti comes, what else comes? No. After anartha nivritti, the process of bhakti, he said Krishna. Krishna comes a little bit later. Oh, nista, yeah. Did you say nista before? Or you said Krishna? Oh, nista. My apology then. Then you are correct. We become steady. Because when there is no more evaporation, just like the fire, you put wet water in the fire, then all the steam comes up. No more water in the wood. No more smoke. No more. And therefore, then the fire is consistent. It gives heat, light, and is... it's a beautiful feeling. So that's how we feel when nista comes, means steady in devotional service. And it's wonderful, at least when we are steady. Steady means you can tell when someone is steady, when the person does the same thing. Like, you know, you have Govinda, for example. He comes every day, very steady, chanting with devotees, hearing classes. That's nishta. And to reach that stage actually is not a joke. It requires a lot of heaps and heaps of practice, activities. Because to be steady, it means that you are attracted to do the same thing again and again. You have made an activity as a habit, just like, you know, the four habits: meat eating, illicit sex, gambling, intoxication. Yesterday I distributed a book to a very pious person, very nice person, and I was preaching a little bit about the four regulative principles, and it made a sense to him, but he said, you know, how can I do that? I'm conditioned in this way. You know, I've been smoking for many years. I said, just like you made those sinful activity your habit, you can make also the pious activity your habit. Life and activities of human beings is made out of habits. Habit means when you become... Jai Shishirada Gokulananda Kija. When you become attached, addicted to do the same thing again and again and again. It's like many of you have the habit of coming and hear Bhagavatam every day. Prabhupada says, Nastra Preso Bhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. You know, if one hears regularly the Srimad Bhagavatam, then anything that is troubling in the heart, it will be doomed to be destroyed. So then ruchi, after we become steady, you start to taste some nectar in what you are doing. So you're not just attached to it. Of course, you have a taste, and then a shakti, you become very, very attached. Just like a child who becomes attached, it tastes the sweetness of the chocolate or the Mangalarti sweets, whatever it is. Then he wants it again. He becomes attached to it. That's a shakti. And then after the attachment comes a little bit of madness. What is the madness? Bhava. Bhava actually means, it's also another word for madness, when someone goes in trance. Someone who is in bhava, he loses control of himself. That's madness. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, there are two types of mad people in this world. Those who are mad after sense gratification, in ignorance, and those who are testing the rasa of devotional service, bhava, and then prema, which is at the end, Krishna prema. Now, the Srimad Bhagavatam, it brings the devotees to all those stages until we achieve love for Krishna. And how do we realize that we have achieved that? It's when we start to feel love towards devotees, the spiritual master, love towards nature, the karmi. That's why a devotee is said to be very loving when he likes to preach. Preaching is actually a sign of love. It means, you are really caring for those who are lost. That's what it means, preaching. It means to be a loving person. If someone doesn't preach, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, that person, he has no life, no love. So if you want really understand the meaning of love, is to be kind, to preach. This is the highest gift of love, to give Krishna to anyone you meet. So once we reach that stage, then that is the festival of the Leela of the Lord. They become manifested in our heart. And Srimad Bhagavatam, it's actually the crystal bowl, of the devotees. It tells you everything. If you act like this, you're hearing and chanting, then you can go to heavenly planets, you can go back home, back to Godhead, you can achieve love for Krishna. There's so many things that you could do, and it gives you the result. So similarly, there are so many things that tells you to not do, because if you do them, then they will bring you to hell. So Srimad Bhagavatam, it's a scripture which is full of do's and don't. Navritim cha, gyanana vidurasura. So it tells you what are things that should be performed by a human being and what are the things that should be avoided. So it gives guidance to a human person on what to do and what not to do. So It gives so many, it's the ripened fruit of the Vedas, so many rewards. But of course, we also chant the Hare Krishna mantra, because Krishna says in the Gita that by chanting, then it means, just by chanting the holy name, it means that one has already studied all the Vedas in previous lives, including the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam brings people, you know, to the point of Kirtaniya Sadahari. So the chanting is the ultimate activity of a living entity. You know, it's the ultimate sacrifice to be performed in Kali Yuga. that's why Krishna says in the Gita, Jnaneshu, Daneshu, Yagyeshu, Yan Punyam Phalam Pradistam, Yogi Param Sthanam Upadichadyam. That by chanting, one has already done all the charity, Daneshu, Yagyeshu, all the sacrifices, they've been performed. Jnaneshu, it's been studying all the Vedeshu, Tapasu, all the tapasya is being performed. So chanting, the person who is on Kirtaniya Sadahari is always chanting, that means he's already developed attachment for Srimad Bhagavatam. So, but of course, the Srimad Bhagavatam gives so many rewards. Some of them they're material, some they're spiritual. But Krishna says, you know, Vedascha sarve raham eva vedyo vedanta krit veda vedeva chaham. Don't pay attention, even about, you know, going to the heavenly planets by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We're not interested in that. Don't pay attention, you know, on the fruits that the Bhagavatam gives you. Just carry on hearing it, reading it. Just like the description of King Puranjan, it says, at the end, by hearing that description, it gives you the power of controlling the mind and the senses. And you become detached from the material. But that's not the goal of life. So Krishna says, Vedascha sarveram, you know, try to understand the real purpose of the Vedas, which is to understand me. Vedanta krit veda vedeva chaham. But to understand Krishna, it's very difficult. Even through Srimad Bhagavatam, even through all the Vedas. Because that's why manushyanam sahasno bhavanam jamanam ante yamanam mam prapadyate. Krishna himself, he said, you know, after so many lives, one comes to conclusion that I am Vasudev, Sarvamiti, Samahatma Sadurlava, that I am the cause of all causes, only after so many lives. And he also said, Lord Brahma, he declared the same thing. What did he say? Vedeshu Durlabham, Madurlabham, Atma Bhakto, Govindam Madhipurusham Tamam Bhajami. You cannot be understood even by the greatest scholar of the Vedic literature. You can only be understood by bhakti. So therefore, Krishna says, give up all this, Arjuna, and try to understand the real goal of the Vedas. So therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam gives us a glimpse about the Leela of the Lord. And once we have a glimpse, an understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we are considered to be fortunate. That's when we step up from the understanding of Aham Brahmasmi. Because the very first neophyte understanding is to understand that we are spiritual. the soul. We're not a body. But then there is another understanding superior to that, which is that if I am spiritual, do I have any connection with anybody else? So that is Sambandha Gyan. That's why we accept the Guru. The Guru gives us the Sambandha Gyan.